please be seated, if you would, please. Orchestra members, make your way to your seat. Help me save the time, if you would, please, this morning. You've had a wonderful chapel, and I really, quite frankly, don't want to mess it up. It's been very good, very helpful to me personally. I want to thank Brother Collins and those who work with him for the great job in organizing this. Thank you, Ms. Sharon, for making it happen for us to have your precious friend and the person who led you to Christ be with us today. Thank you, young people, for so reverently paying attention and giving honor to whom honor is due, and I hope you'll do that. She's not going to be able to stick around. We're going to take her to a luncheon, and her health is frail because of the chemical plant she worked at. Her lungs are inhibited somewhat, and we want to try to keep her as best we can out of the public and get her to her place for lunch today. But I hope you will make a note and encourage this precious lady. I want to take a few minutes in our chapels here this fall and speak to you about attributes of God's servants found in Proverbs chapter 18 and 19. We're in Proverbs chapter 18. Read with me verse number 1. We've already given time to that, but read it, would you please? Through desire, a man... Desire, distance, and discipline. These are things that takes in the life of a child of God. Especially those of us who are going to try to serve God with their life. We see it today, even modeled in our precious celebrant who we've said happy birthday to. Somewhere along the line, you have to decide what's important to you. And it'll start with a desire. Pastoring, shepherding people, serving God. It starts with a desire. It's a God-given desire. The other day, I talked to a guy who told me, he goes like, I think God wants me to serve. What do you think? I said, I don't think the devil's telling you to do it. He goes, I think you're right. If there's a provocation in your heart to do something, that's God-given. It starts with a desire. But the desire requires distance. Distance from the world. Distance from your own ideas. Difference from being self-willed. He said, if you've got a desire, you're going to have to separate yourself. And you're going to have to be determined to intermeddle with all wisdom. You're going to have to figure that out. And I want to encourage you. You know, you don't have to be talented to have a desire. The Bible says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. If you can just be hungry, you can be thirsty for God to use you. You can just take a walk around this campus or find a quiet place and on a regular basis say, God, please use me. Just please use me. Help me, use me with one, use me with masses. Just use me. Help me to be used of God. That starts with a desire, and then you'll have to separate yourself from things counterproductive to that prayer. You cannot be used of God on a diet of every film and movie that's going on out there.
Well, come on.
You cannot be used of God if you want to keep your questionable music.
Come on.
You can't do it. You're going to have to decide. There are some people in this room that if I were a student, I would be kind to everyone here, but I would definitely separate from you.
Right.
I don't know who you are exactly. The students here know. You've got a foul mouth. You've got questionable motives. You're just here just because you're just kind of putting your time in. But I try to find somebody, and I would, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You need to separate from people counterproductive to that prayer, that desire that God gave you to please him. You'll have to create some distance. I think on the second day of creation, which I've mentioned this before, day number one, God said, let there be light. That's all he did on day number one. Day number three, he said, let's grow some things. I'll put dry ground and we'll grow every vegetation that's known to mankind. We'll start on day number three. So every banana and apple and raspberry and a blueberry and every avocado and all those things came on day number three. And then he put a seed inside of each of those fruits so that they could reproduce in vegetables, so they could reproduce after their own kind. He put acorns on oak trees. He put walnuts on walnut trees. He put seeds inside of apples so that you can make more apples. Everything was reproduction. But you know what happened between day one when God turned the light on and God began things to grow? He created separation. He said, let's separate the waters from the waters. Let's put distance between the world where God lives and the heavens and the world that we live on here. And if you take the analogy that day number one, let there be light, it's a day of salvation. And day number three is a day of spiritual growth and soul winning, reproducing yourself and telling others about Christ. You can't neglect day number two, because you'll only grow as long as you're willing to separate and create distance. The Bible says, love not this world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't love flowers unless you hate weeds. You can't love God unless you decide, you know what, I am. I got to hate the world.
Right. That's good.
I'm not talking about the people that are in the world. I'm talking about the system. It's appetites. We're going to go on to this in just a second, but we find the first thought is desire. The second thought is distance. And then a discipline and a determination that I am not going to walk. I'm going to stay on the high road of holiness. Look at verse number two, would you please? Let's read out loud together. You ready? Together. A fool hath no delight. What does that mean? A fool hath no delight in understanding. His only delight is that his heart may discover itself. I think about this verse. And when you see the word heart in the Bible, God tells us to guard your heart. He said that Ezra sought to seek the Lord with all of his heart. What does that mean? What's a heart mean? It's not the muscle you have in your chest. It's not just this thing that it's you. It's the real you. It's your soul. It's how you think. It's what you feel. It's what you want. And he said, a fool hath no delight in understanding. He doesn't care to be teachable, because he's got an agenda. His agenda is to do whatever he wants to do. To think like he thinks, to want what he thinks, wants, and to feel like he wants to feel.
Right.
The Bible says, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. He says here, a fool hath no delight in learning, understanding, in being teachable. All he wants to do, all she wants to do, is to do what she thinks is best, he thinks is best, to feel like they want to feel and to do what they want to do. And in this room, we have that. In Christian leadership, we have that. I always remember the Apostle Paul saying about Timothy, whenever he wanted to get someone to check on the church at Philippi, he said, you know what, I'm going to send Timothy, because I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your estate. All the others seek their own, not the things that are Christ. That means, he said, everybody else has their own agenda. They're trying to do what they want, think like they think, and feel like they feel. They're not have an interest in learning what God wants to teach them. And wisdom is doing things God's way. Young people, I want to encourage you with the conclusion of these thoughts today. Don't be a fool. Don't just be pursuing what you think. Well, I want to do this. I want to work here. I want to do that. I want to be at this. It's always in your agenda. God leaves his best to those who leave the choices up to him. And I want to encourage you, stay teachable. Stay teachable. He has no delight in understanding. Keep learning. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you have a degree or several degrees. Every man can be your teacher. Don't be a fool. Have no delight in learning something new. I had a man one time that worked with us, and I loved him, and I still love him. And there was a lot of things about him that just, he made me so happy. But one day he told another fellow employee, don't learn anything new. Pastor will ask you to do it. Just learn what you know. Don't learn anything else, because if you learn how to do that, pastor's going to want you to do it. Don't get your CDL. He might want you to drive a bus. Don't learn how to do that, because he'll probably ask you to do it. You know, you don't want to be that way. You want to say, Lord, let me be a teachable person. Let me have curiosity in my heart. What is it you're trying to do? And not just spend my life trying to fulfill my own heart's desire. Find out what is out there that can make me what I want to be and do what I want to do and to have what I want to have. Don't just go out there trying to, because the Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? What's in the world? All you can have, all you can do, and all you can be. He said, don't chase the world. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for interested young people in this room. Help us to have delight in understanding, delight in learning, delight in being teachable, and not just trying to let our heart do what it wants to do, get what it wants to get, be what it wants to be. Help us, Lord, to look to you. Help us, Lord, have a desire to distance ourselves from things counterproductive to that, to really determine that we're going to be a wise young man, young woman. Help me to be a wise pastor, wise husband, wise dad, wise friend, wise brother, wise son, wise servant of Christ. Help me, Lord, to stay teachable and not just try to do what I want to do on my terms. Please speak to our hearts and help us. Thank you for the joy of being in chapel today. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together.